speaking to healthcare and talking about Medicaid and the gap that we have in our state, some 78,000 people without insurance, are you advocating replacing the ACA or fixing the ACA? What are your thoughts on Reclaim Idaho, the group that's been traveling around the state trying to bring attention to this? And my second question, if you could compare, contrast yourself to the other two candidates running on the GOP ticket, I guess you could say, in Idaho, Little and Labrador.
I think it may be very easy and sound straightforward to just expand on all those people, but I don't think that gets us in the right direction. What I would prefer to do is attack the insurance and get that affordable, get people there, get a really robust high-risk pool with a home, with a medical home, and then make those reforms that they did in Indiana to Medicaid, where they stretch those dollars a lot farther and try to cover that same population. I think it's a much better way to go about it than doing what we're doing. I'm telling you, we're at a tipping point. These companies, I've visited over 150 companies and asked them, what stops you from driving? It is health care premiums, period. And so we do have a gap population, but we have a crisis that families and businesses are facing. So I think by just focusing on that, we're missing the larger picture. And I want to focus on the larger picture. Second question was on the other guys. I'm asked all the time to compare myself to these two guys. You know, they have a combined 27 years of history in politics. I'm not a politician. That's the first contrast. I'm also asked to compare myself ideologically to them. And I just don't do that because I'm not a politician. Everyone says, are you left or right of Raul or left or right of Brad? And I said, I'm out in front of both of them because I'll tell you what I'm going to do, and then you judge me what you think my solutions are. But they're both nice men. But I think Idaho is ready for a fresh, new approach, new ideas to the way we face our biggest problems in education, in jobs, and in healthcare. I have a track record, but it's in the real world, and it's getting stuff done. I'm 49. If you look at my business background, my medical background, what I do in my personal life, we work really hard and get things done. And that's what I want to do for the people of Idaho.